Residents on the Kuskokwim River were surprised by a quick freeze this week. The river was ice-free on Saturday, but overnight big chunks of ice appeared, making driving conditions dangerous. Now the river is nearly bank-to-bank ice. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
It's a bone-chilling day, not the kind of weather that makes for a comfortable ride in an open boat. Simon Lawrence just arrived in Bethel after boating down from his home village of Queethluck. Lawrence says he almost didn't make it.
I was trying to get a shortcut. Since I couldn't make it, I just went around the slough, the other slough. Too thick. Too much ice.
Queethluck is just 15 miles upriver from Bethel. As a hub community, many villagers come for essential services. Lawrence dodged ice chunks and broke through fresh glare ice to make a health appointment here. But after his harrowing trip down, he says he's cutting his business short and heading back home before the ice gets worse.
Some parts are clear and maybe inch thick. Dangerous, yeah. Dangerous.
Apparently, he's not alone. About five boats of Queethluck residents met up and caravaned back home together. That was Monday afternoon. Less than 48 hours later, Bethel Search and Rescue issued a warning for boaters to stay off the river.
Boats, no. Should not be in the boats out there at this time. There's no way that a boat can navigate out there right now.
Peter Achak is the president of Bethel Search and Rescue. He just completed an aerial survey of the river with support from the Alaska State Troopers. He says the river froze up in a hurry.
It's a lot more frozen than we had expected from the ground.
Achak says there's at least a thin layer of ice almost everywhere, but other portions of the river are still in transition.
The main channels where there's strong current, you know, that's the only places we've seen some prominent water and some ice flowing.
This time of year can be a dangerous one for those that try to travel by their own means. Now, bush plane is the only safe way to get from villages to the hub. A round-trip flight from Queethluck runs about $150. Further villages can cost over $400. But Achak says the river still has some freezing to do before locals fire up their snow machines.
This time of the year, there's a lot of deep holes out there that can swallow up a machine and man.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.